see the regeneration of Remelton, which will make a really significant improvement to the town. And we'll see a new creative hub and co-working area, for example, in the house in the Bray. Also, it'll see redevelopment of the Gamble Square and also of the Market Cross area of the town, and also significant other works right across the town. So overall, a project funding of €8 million with €6.4 million confirmed from the department this morning. So I want to recognise the work of the County Council in terms of putting the project together, and also glad to work with my government colleague, party colleague, Senator Niall Blaney, and government colleague Joe McHugh, and also with local councillor Liam Blaney there, who's worked closely with Councillor Ian McGarvey in relation to moving this project forward. And it's a significant news for Remelton, but building the work that's happened in the town over the last year or two.
And indeed, as you said, it will greatly enhance the area, but it will be great for the wider area also.
Remelton's it's a tremendously significant town in the history of Donegal. It has great heritage. It's a really attractive town for the wider area and serves the wider area, but it has a lot of untapped potential. And it's, a lot of the heritage buildings and that have become worse for wear, particularly along the river area over the last number of years. There has been good investment there and good work done in the last year or two. But this is really about stepping that out now and significantly investing and doing a significant project that will make a difference. So this €6.4 million confirmed today under the Rural Regeneration Fund, with co-funding from the council bringing it to €8 million, will really be a step change in relation to the regeneration of Melton, and will as a real step forward for the town, but also for the wider region in North Donegal.